Isaiah 59, please. Isaiah 59. I've only three verses to read for the word, so. Isaiah 59. Verse 2. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear you. I'll just read that again. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear from you. And if we go over into Proverbs chapter 14, and verse 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And then if we can go over into the New Testament to John's Gospel. John's Gospel, chapter 14. John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We'll just read over that again as well. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We'll look to God to bless his word. Just the other day I was reading a newsletter I got on the internet. It's from a prophecy thing. And it was looking back in the year of 2006. And it was looking forward to 2007. And what it says, the advances man has made over the past year. They've made a little progress in medical science. A little advancement in technology. But for the future of 2007... it's not good news. The world is poised. Countries are building up weapons to fight against each other. And this all comes through a thing called sin. And as we read, sin separates from God. The sin within us, God turns his back on. God is a holy God. And you can't look upon sin. It says, Thou eyes are purer than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Sometimes we hear men and women saying, oh, I've said my prayers, nothing happens. Nothing happens because God doesn't hear. Sin has blocked the prayer. It doesn't even reach the ceiling. And until we realise we're sinners and need of the cleansing power of the blood. That's the way it will stay. When God hears a shout, help, I'm a sinner, I'm drowning, he'll answer you. But until that time, his eyes is shut and his ears is closed. If there's no repentance, if we're in here tonight and we've got a sin within us and we haven't repented, there's no forgiveness. God's nature is pure and holy. He can't look upon sin. If we can imagine a dry leaf that's dried up and shriveled up, the nature of that leaf, and if we imagine a fire, the nature of fire, when the two of them meet, the nature of the fire must, just by its nature, consume the leaf. And we as sinners, when we come to meet God in our sin, he will consume us by his nature, because he must punish that sin. If we refuse that offer, there's punishment for it. If we reject Jesus Christ, we will end up in hell. There's no alternative. There's only two places. There's heaven and there's hell. God sent his Son down into this world because man could never, there was no other way for man to save himself. So he sent his Son, and he came into this world and put his lid in the hands of man and died there for our sins. When we come to that second verse, it says there's a way that seems right. Frank Sinatra said he did it his way, made a great song out of it. If we walk round about the graveyards, we'll see tombstones, and all those people have done it their way. And if we could put an ear to hell tonight, we'd get the fright of our life. If we do it our way, maybe we can go to a church, we'd even come to gospel meetings every week. But unless we see unless we see our sin as God sees it and repent, the Bible says repent. If we don't see that sin and repent from it, it will take us down into a lost eternity. Because of a God-given conscience, sometimes our conscience troubles us. Sin has disturbed our conscience because God gave us that. It tells us right from wrong. So if we go and we steal, our conscience troubles us. And because of our troubled conscience, we try to do good things. We give to charity, go to churches, and do good. All this is trying to bribe a holy God. He hates it. If we had to be, arrested for something and taken to the sheriff court in there, in a serious charge, our conscience would trouble us all the time before we got there. We would say, oh, to face the judge. Perhaps if I go and wash his car and polish his car before I get in, he might look more lenient on me. So we go and we wash the judge's car and we stand before him. And he says, how do you plead? And you know that that judge knows your guilt. And you say, I plead guilty. But I washed your car before I come in. The judge will say, oh, that was very nice of you. But you're guilty before me. And because you've tried to bribe me, all the worse your punishment will be. It'll be the same in that day of judgment when we come before God. There'll be no use saying we gave to charity. We went to church. Praying's not got to save you. Reading the Bible's not got to save you. The only thing that will save you is when you try those words, Lord, save me, I'm a sinner. And you turn your back on that sin, and you walk away from it, and leave it behind you, and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. We could stand up here tonight and say, God loves you. He's got a plan for your life. But I tell you, dear friend in the meeting, if you're still in your sin, the hand of God's wrath is over your head tonight. If you should go out there tonight and a tree blew on top of you and you're in your sin, you'll be before him. You'll have no other option but to tell the angels to bind you hand and foot and cast you into the lake of fire. And that is a serious thing. That's not to be talked about lightly. If you think about the last time you were in pain, I mean sore, really sore pain, you'd hope that there were going to be an end to it. In fact, some people that's got cancer, even they've got hope that death will put an end to that pain. But when we're cast into the lake of fire, that pain is never, ever, ever going to end. We're talking about a serious thing. Jesus said, I am the way. When Jesus was asked the way, he doesn't tell them about a way. He doesn't even show them a way. He doesn't even guide them away. He says, I am the way. The way to heaven is in a person. It's in the person of Jesus Christ. And if we miss that tonight, we've missed everything. David said, I have sinned against thee only. The prodigal son said, I have sinned against heaven. We sometimes tell lies. We sometimes do things to people and say, we've never really hurt anybody. But God has laid down a law, His Ten Commandments. You shall not steal. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. And God's eyes are everywhere. God couldn't make an eye that He cannot see. He couldn't make an ear that He cannot hear. So He can see and He can hear everything that we have ever done. Right back to our school children, the sins has been piling up and piling up. We may have forgotten them, but God remembers them. And it says in the book of Revelation, in that day the books will be opened, and we'll be judged out of those books where life is recorded. And that one day those books will be opened. And this book, the Bible, will be opened. And today we've got a chance, because if we don't believe this book, we might as well throw everything away and go home. This is the Word of God. This is what we stand by. And if we don't look into the truth of this Word today, we'll be judged out of those other books in the day to come. So we urge you earnestly this evening to turn to the Saviour. We could stand here and say, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be saved. That'll take you to heaven. We can't say that. We must tell you that you must realise you're a sinner, and that Jesus came into the world to die for that sin. There's no other way. We must see what God sees. When God looks upon us, He sees a guilty sinner that must be punished. But He's done something for us. He sent His Son into this world to hang naked on a cross, beaten and whipped and spat upon, that you and I can have a place in God's heaven. To refuse Him tonight, to come into this meeting tonight and refuse Christ, is a decision that you don't want Him. If you get out the door and never come back and you die in your sins, then you'll only have God to face in that day of judgment. Turn to the Saviour tonight. He's standing with arms wide open, He's pleading for you. And there's nothing we can do. For by faith are you saved, through faith and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. God, it's a gift from God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So we ask you to look seriously at your condition tonight. Your conscience may become seared. Maybe you don't feel your sin. Maybe you don't feel the wee lies you've told, or wee things you've stole, or whatever you've done. But they're there. And we pray to God that you would consider these things earnestly tonight. Just before I finish, maybe sing a couple of verses of a hymn.